Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toes cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? What is your major malfunction, numbnut? You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and get down your neck!
What up, what up? Zone 5 Sports.
Right on, right on.
Hoop and Hammer. It's all right, all right.
All right, all right.
Zone 5 Sports, right on, Hoop and right Hammer on. Show. I'm the Hoop. This is the Hammer, my co-host. Got a lot to talk about today. Little League World Series, Major League Baseball, NCAA, NBA, KG calling out management. Little poison pill going on. And little celebrations.
All right, I got a little thing to put in here. We're going to start out our intro like that and then go straight to Little League World Series.
Like what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, we just got done listening to Static X, a little Full Metal Jacket. Let's do a little fucking Little League Baseball.
It's sports, dude.
All right, let's hit
it. It's important to all somebody.
Right, my bad.
Exactly.
Just a little jacked after that intro.
I
want to hear
so,
something
man.
Hot.
Yeah, something hot. Something popping. Something banging.
Exactly.
First, let's give some props out to Podomatic.com, enabling us to do this shiznickery we call
shiznickery.
Podcasting this whole mission, guys. Give them up.
What up?
Props. What up? All
right.
All right, you want me to start off, or do you want to go with the bet here?
Let's do the bet. We'll get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
My boy here last week lost the Kelly Cam bit. He followed Dante to Miami.
So allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, drink it in protest and enjoy
it. It is. I'm drinking this shot of fucking Bacardi Gold Puerto Rican rum.
You wouldn't even believe it.
In protest.
I bought it in Eurasia.
My Eurasia. Milfoil. My favorite word, asterisk.
Drink
this one,
ball hugger?
This one has an asterisk by it. I don't like it.
Just do it. You're losing.
Oh, here it comes.
Cheer, bitch.
Cheer, bitch. What?
Cheer, bitch. Hammer it down. Quick, before you puke. Come on. Plug your nose.
All right. Oh, that was nasty. Sorry for spiking the thing there. Anyways, Little League World Series. They're backing up the fences 20 feet. You think that's why do you think that's happening? The ball's juiced, cork bats, are the little leaguers on designer steroids?
I think the kids are juiced.
The kids are juiced.
I did not hear about this, but the kids got to be juiced.
They're juiced. That's why they're just
we
calling
we should investigate Little League World Series baseball history.
Let's do some DNA testing.
That's right.
On all those little bastards.
You're too old. You're too big. We're testing you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, starting off with that because we're going to lead into Major League Baseball. It actually is testing for steroids. Or are going to start launching this major investigation by your boy, Bud Selig.
Just on Barry, though. That's what I hear.
No, it's going to be all baseball.
Everybody?
Yep.
For the last, what, 40,
last
50
couple
years?
Last few years. No, it's only the last few years. They don't have any way to test that or check it out.
How come you only hear about hitters getting investigated, not the pitchers? A lot of pitchers in the last 30 years that chucked the ball pretty hard. You got your Nolan Ryans.
Obviously,
your Randy Johnsons.
Obviously, they're going to get investigated too.
Kurt Schillings.
You going to keep talking?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Because fucking look at, there was a couple pitchers that got busted for the juice last year.
More Juan pitchers got busted than hitters.
Juan Rincon was one of them bitches. I don't think so.
What makes it big is Barry Bonds.
Shot, man.
Oh.
There it is.
Right, I might take it, but it's a big thing now because Barry Bonds is going after the home run record.
Well, yeah, right? And it's always been a big thing with him. But this is the last time I'm going to ask you this because I ask you this every time we bring up the subject. Should these players have asterisks by their name in the record books?
No. Should and they, I'm sticking by the no.
Why is that?
Because
it cheated.
There was no drug testing when they were cheating. So how is it cheating?
Cheating.
There's no
cheating. Cheating's cheating. God damn it.
All right. Yeah, and it does suck. But who knows who else has used steroids, all right?
Well,
even before the home run ball.
If it's proven, it's proven.
All right.
It shouldn't be a little...
Of course,
let's just let me bring up something that happened in the past, not with baseball, but with NCAA basketball.
Oh, Lord.
Clem Haskins and the Minnesota Gophers that went to the Final Four in 1997.
No, they didn't.
Exactly. No, they didn't because they got busted cheating. So they took it off the books. It's not in the record books anymore. It never happened.
Right.
Same shit for these bastards that are cheating in baseball, man. That's what I think.
But you got to go after everybody. I mean, you got to subpoena every single dude, even Denny Hocking.
Denny Hocking.
Subpoena his ass. Get him in there. Fuck them all.
Related to that, Victor Conte got out of jail today.
Sweet.
Or was it yesterday? Whatever. Says he never gave any kind of steroids to Barry Bonds.
Doesn't matter. I still got my hookup. He's out.
He's got a new hookup, Victor Cante. Anyway, fuck. We're going to take the word of a goddamn felon? Just got out of jail?
Exactly.
Like a jailbird?
I don't think so.
I'm innocent.
Whatever. But you got to look at all sports. I mean, as a fan base, you got to look at all sports that kids watch. Wrestling. Dude.
That's Hulk not Hogan, sports. That's sports entertainment.
Well, whatever. It's all entertainment. This is edutainment right now.
Edutainment. What's up? Coined a new phrase.
Watch them all. You got to hit all sports. I mean, yeah, you start with baseball, but you hit every single one.
Yeah, but that's hard
to
do. You got to have the governing bodies or the commissioners start this shit off.
Who's
going to
pay for this?
You can't do all... Football already does that shit. They already do that. It's already tested for drugs that anybody else can even take. They take the wrong kind of aspirin and they get busted for shit, you know? Same with the Olympics. Yeah. But
it should be interesting.
That's neither here nor there.
I'd like to see what happens. How they handle it. Your fucking boy Daffy Duck. I mean, Bud Selig. Fuck his face.
Oh, he ruined fucking baseball, dude. He did. He needs to get the fuck out.
Yep. All
right, let's move on to the NCAA. LSU versus UCLA. Who you got?
Fuck one of them. I'll be honest. I'm not paying attention. Who cares
God
about
damn.
College basketball?
Come on.
A lot, 8 billion people.
Most of
the
nation.
I'm protesting this year because I really.
And how are you protesting? By looking.
Not watching it.
By looking not thin?
Trying. Fuck off, man. We're on the radio. I can be as fat as I want. Still sound sexy.
Face me for radio.
Kick ass.
I'm taking LSU in that one and Florida in the George Mason, Florida game.
You got Florida, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Over George Mason. That team's so pumped up right now, they're going to win the NBA title.
I don't think so. I think their Cinderella run is done.
All right.
But not to stay local here again, but I got to bring this up because I think this is a fucked up thing about the Gophers. Rico Tucker is leaving the Gophers. You heard about
that. Too slow a tempo.
We play too slow of a tempo for him.
He's out of here.
Exactly, though. But you have an athlete like him. He had the highest vertical on the team. He was the most athletic player we had. And you couldn't find a way to get him into the game and fucking exploit his talents?
I don't blame the guy, because if he wants to go to a better team and win,
that's
go
what
ahead.
You're not listening to me, man.
What?
Hearing you. I'm blaming Dan Munson for not being able to use his talent on the team.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. That dude's got a fucking goal.
Who, Dan Munson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he does go, because we need...
But he's not, though.
Well, no, because what sucks is it's a university, and they're not about winning basketball games. It's about education.
And buying out his contract.
But us sports rubes, we just want to win games, motherfucker.
Get the fuck out,
I don't care if you're cheating. Shit. Bring it. Anything else you want to talk about? NCAA?
No, I got nothing.
And just so you guys know, if I'm a little slow or whatever, it's because I'm not drinking today. Got a hockey game coming up tonight. And it's with the Piranhas, my boys. We got a W last week. And hopefully we'll keep the streak going tonight.
That's right. We renamed you GW. GW. Still a hoop.
Right
game
on.
Game winner. What's up, partner? Much problem. Much love.
Got the game winner with 5 seconds left. It was pretty outstanding, pretty exciting.
I got to give a shout out to my boy Whipple.
Whipple?
Just for the name and the age. Man,
he looks
stay
good.
Up, brother. Keep grinding.
He's solid, man. He hits his passes. He's sharp.
He's all right.
He's good shit.
I can dig it.
We got a good squad.
Whipple. Hat trick. What's up?
We're getting better every week, so we're coming in for the Bruins. Those
stay up
ass bitches.
Come on, let's go.
All right. NBA. I got a little topic here I want to talk to you about. NBA officiating. All right. I think the NBA officials are the worst out of all the major league sports. They even talk about it with veteran players getting calls that rookie players don't get. They admit it. Like, they give people calls just because they've been in the league for so long.
NBA's worse than all of sports?
They're officiating, yeah.
During the regular season or the playoffs? Because,
dude,
we had a debacle in the fucking Super Bowl.
What? Yeah.
The officiating?
I'm talking about overall, dude.
Overall,
don't be stupid.
I think officiating across the board is horrible, but it's a human call.
Oh, my God. Can you just answer the fucking question?
All right, it's the worst ever.
Oh, my God. You're what? What
are you
doing here?
Ask me a question. Ask me a question.
I just said, do you think it's the worst officiating in all major league sports?
No, I don't.
What's worse?
Across the board, it's all bad.
What is the worst?
Lacrosse.
It's all the same. It's all the same. Same officials, same shit. They're all working all the events and fuck it.
Maybe there's more favoritism.
There's
in the
no
NBA.
Other. There's no other fucking league where if there's a like NFL, dude. oh, that there's a Pro Bowl tackle. I'm not going to call him for a false start, but I'll call the rookie for a false start.
That's what you're asking then, is favoritism.
No, I'm not, man. Listen to me.
Hey, man.
You fuck flick.
Replay it.
Replay what?
The whole show.
Just listen to me now. Is it worse? Is NBA officiating worse? They give them special treatment. They give star players special treatment. You just breathe on fucking Iverson the wrong way. He gets to the foul line, dude.
I can't agree with that because baseball is a long season, and there's a call, ball or strike, on every single play or an out or something.
I'm talking about favoritism, dude.
Now you changed it.
No. It's bad officiating overall.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah,
It's shitty.
Wow.
This is shitty.
You're a wreck.
You're a fucking wreck.
Fuck off. Sticking with the NBA, do you see they're gonna try to ban tights next year?
In what?
In the NBA. The tights that, like, LeBron wears, that freaking old boy for us, Marcus Banks wears.
Bank.
The bank ain't open.
Rich bitch!
They're trying to ban the tights now, man.
Well, football's doing the same thing with celebrations.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Hold the phone.
What's up with all the bands? Just let players be who they want to be.
Wear.
And let them play what they want to play.
Fuck it.
Let it go.
Yeah, we'll just have fucking He Hate Me running around in the NFL cause so they can do what they want to do.
Barry Sanders is rolling in his retirement grave.
Hey, asshole. Where does tights go into fucking celebrations in the NFL?
Well, it's just more bans. Why?
Oh, so every band? Yeah, they fucking ban weed. Goddamn NFL commissioner.
They ban steroids.
What the fuck?
What's up with the weed shit? Stop the show.
Stop the show. Dude.
Cut that out, dude.
Next thing you're telling them what kind of fucking haircuts they could have?
I'm not talking.
Dude, you suck.
Cut the show back where you...
I'm not cutting shit.
Cut it.
Just keep talking.
Cut it.
Why?
Seriously, I'm turning off my mic, dude.
Why turn off?
Why is it weak?
Check this out, you guys. My boy's losing it. I'm not letting you drink Bacardi anymore, dude, because you're not the same person.
Cut it back to that spot. We can fade in.
I'm not cutting shit.
You gotta.
We gotta keep it flowing. Why do I gotta cut
it? It's like 2 minutes of...
Why do I have to cut it?
Cut it.
Why do I cut it?
Stop it. Well, stop the fucking machine.
I'm not stopping
I'm coming over.
We're publishing this, so you better... Pull it together and get with the show.
I'm with the show.
Why do you want me to cut it?
We can keep going.
Why do you want me to cut it?
Because of the weed shit.
Why?
Because, dude.
What?
Why you gotta bring up weed?
You think the federales are gonna fucking come on?
Maybe.
Well, dude, the way that you went from tights to fucking NFL banning celebrations, you must be on something.
Stop it. Stop it!
He's trying to stop it again. He just turned his mic off. I'll keep going on my own, bitch. You better just keep rolling with... Why?
Go back.
Dude, I'm not going to go back. It's going to sound stupid.
We'll keep it cool.
What do you mean
we'll keep it cool?
What's wrong with you, man? Why do you want me to stop it?
Because that was just bad, dude.
What's bad about it?
Nothing. You go, should we ban weed? I mean, a lot of things are banned.
Exactly. So what does that have to do with the NBA telling people what they can wear on their freaking legs during a game?
Football can say what you can celebrate when you get a touchdown.
That's an act, though. That's not what you're wearing for to help you play better or to help you freaking protect yourself. Next thing you know, they're going to be telling them they can't
wear certain pads. Go back.
I am not going back. That was good shit.
Dude, stop.
Why?
Stop.
Why?
Stop.
Give me a good reason why.
Stop the show.
Dude, we're flowing.
No, we're not.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Go back.
Dude.
I'm very disappointed.
I was just bullshitting. And you know this, man.
We're back. We had a little something go on
there.
Holy
shit.
The topic we were talking about was that the NBA is trying to ban tights now.
Yep.
The reason I brought it up is because at the beginning of the season, they already banned like what you could wear. You can't wear chains on the outside of the clothing.
You got to wear tux to the game.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you think they're getting a little carried
away?
It
is. Everything is carried away.
Exactly. Is it fucking... egos in the upper echelons of the league.
Who knows? But we're old, and it's young people across the board. That's how they want to play. That's how they want to represent their sport. Cool. You know?
I'm a little more
old school.
What they wear? You want to bring the short shorts back? A little Stockton Malone?
The fucking ball huggers. No, thanks, man. Who wants to see fucking Larry Bird's left nut? No, thanks, man.
Those aren't shorts. Those are swim trunks.
Red nut.
Oh,
gross.
That's nasty. All right. Staying with the NBA.
All right.
This week, KG called out the owner and the management of the Wolves, saying,
I think he has a good relationship with Glenn Taylor. That's the owner.
Yeah.
But McHale really fucked this team up. You know,
over and over again.
He had him on the verge of winning, broke him up, brought in a bunch of retards, and now these retards don't mesh this year. I mean, if I was KG, I would have got out last year.
Yeah.
You know, hit a winner. You want to know a good team KG would fit well with?
Who's that?
The Cavs.
The Cavs. Why is that?
Him and LeBron would be the bomb, dude.
Well, yeah.
Compliment each other well. He came out of high school, and he's kind of the same mold of KG, how he acts, how he plays. You know, his teammates matter.
Pretty respectful of the game.
Franchise manners.
They have good manners, too.
My fucking manners went out the door about an hour ago.
You know, he's asking to get some right players to get – he wants a ring. You think he deserves what he's asking for?
Yes, he does.
He's put his time in. Now,
just for playing for a mediocre fucking franchise for 12 years, yeah.
Not always mediocre, dude. They've always made the playoffs, like, so many years in a row. Although it was always out in the first round.
Right.
But I'd rather have that than not make the playoffs at all.
Yeah. I'd rather see KG go than... Well, no, it sucked to see KG go and have Starberry and KG back and see how that works. But after a year, why...
They'll bring he'll be back and they'll bring some players, and Taylor's already said he's just as frustrated as KG.
McHale's gotta go.
Exactly. McHale's gotta go. But money's not an issue for Glenn Taylor. And I mean, dude, if you got an owner that says he'll pay to go, he'll pay the luxury tax.
Yeah.
What else can you ask from an owner?
Yeah. And the Wolves play in a shithole of an arena. That's gotta suck too. You know, KG traveling, seeing all these sweet arenas, and then
I don't think it's that bad.
Home to the fucking shithole.
Oh, there's worse arenas.
I agree, bud. Whatever. Agree to disagree.
All right. So be it. Hey, man. I called it. Last week, I said that the poison pill is going to change the CBA and how the whole...
Little bit.
Transition tag. Taglibu and Upshaw are meeting on it. And,
who cares, man? It's CBA. It has nothing to do with us. Just players coming here, going here, or whatever. Who gives a shit?
The CBA almost caused a fucking lockout of the season, dude.
But it happened.
It caused a strike. Let it happen.
Yeah, just let them lock out. I'm tired of football.
You're tired of football?
No, I'm drunk.
I love football,
dude,
man.
You're a train wreck.
You are not drinking Bacardi anymore.
Wait till you hear my jack holes, man. It's going to be good shit.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll call out the NFL.
Yep. Well, now we'll call out. We'll go to the NFL now. Since you keep bringing it up and you sound pretty hyped up about it. They're cracking down on the end zone celebration. 15 yards for excessive celebration.
Chad Johnson called it the Chad rule, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah, ego. But, dude, what is excessive? I mean, they're going overboard with this.
A little bit. But what was cool about all the celebrations this year, some were creative. They were awesome. The best one was Steve Smith paddling the boat.
Against our boys.
Yes, exactly. Dude, that's awesome.
You can't get much more creative than that. And most people wouldn't have the balls to even do that shit.
Yeah, some were dumb, but why would you crack down on it?
I wouldn't.
Let it go.
Exactly. Like I say, it's sports, but it is also entertainment. And even Chad Johnson said it brings the fans in. You know, I don't want to crack down on them.
But you got to remember karma, two-headed monster. You're doing those celebrations, you're going to piss the other team off and
could
hurt you. So do what you want.
But that's also up to his team to tell him that, not the freaking NFL rules committee that's cracking down on all this shit.
Yeah.
And they're just going to celebrate.
Who's telling these people, hey, we're tired of it. They don't want to see it every Sunday.
They're going to celebrate somewhere else anyways.
Right on.
They're just going to make it happen, Cap.
Right on.
Randy Moss coming back.
Tank Carter
at the freaking
ZOGG.
Bring your green hat.
All right, let's talk about Randy Moss.
Randy's coming back in the preseason. What do you think we're going to get out of him? Is it going to be a full moon?
Could be. If I was him, I'd do it.
Would you?
Fuck it. If I score a touchdown, hell yeah.
First play from scrimmage, he's going to hit like a fucking 90-yard
bomb.
Who's going to throw it to him, though? Aaron Brooks.
We don't call him. We call him Martin Lawrence. Around this house.
My aunt. All I know is, dude, the Brooks-Joe Horn combination used to be pretty fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Or not brutal, but pretty awesome.
Brutal.
For fantasy football. So he's not that bad of a quarterback, dude.
You know, Randy Moss can score 80 touchdowns that game. I really don't care. It's preseason, but it'll be cool to see him back. See what our corners got.
Yeah.
You know?
We got some solid corners.
It's a good test.
I think we still need some players, but anyway.
Randy should be healthy. That's tough.
He has had trouble staying healthy the past couple of years.
Superstar.
You'll see the picture up on the website.
So much love, brother.
It's our boy. You want to go jack hole, or do you have a thong bet that you'd like to place?
No, I have no thong bet. You had one, but you lost it.
What was it?
Giving my props to our show.
What?
Checking out the comments and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't lose that.
I made a comment.
You lost. Made this bet that you wouldn't do it or you'd be wearing a thong. Doesn't matter.
There's a consequence. There's a yin and a yang, bitch.
Not in this fucking household.
Oh, I can only lose? You can't lose?
If I make the bet, yes.
That's fucking weak, dude.
We didn't, you why lost is it weak? The bet. I didn't lose shit, fat boy.
You lost the bet.
I didn't lose shit.
I commented.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck we'll have people make comments and see if I lost or not. How's that
goddamn
sound?
Goddamn right.
How's that sound?
Hoop lost. Everybody.
Everybody. You're two fans.
Hey, man. Quit talking shit. How many you got?
I don't know. One and a half.
Kick ass.
Riley counts as a half. All right. Go to Jack Hole then. I got only one I got is the NFL Rules Committee because I just think it's ridiculous. And now I freaking had the NBA jackasses for cutting down on what color shoelaces they're wearing.
What do you got? I call Glenn Taylor for not firing Kevin McHale at the beginning of the end of last year during the offseason. That dude fucked this team up. Just because you're a Hall of Famer, you won some championships, you're a Minnesota guy, doesn't mean you're the greatest GM in the world.
But he did draft Kevin Garnett. He drafted Stephon Marbury. He put the team together that almost made it to the finals in the NBA 2 years ago.
And where are they at now?
They're nowhere.
Are you happy?
So you just remember the last thing that they did was bad or what?
The GM is only good as his last game. I don't know, his man.
Last game. Lord. You've taken it to another level today, brother.
McHale. All right, I'll change it from McHale or Taylor to McHale. All right.
You sure about this
one? Get the fuck out.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that one because I'm ready for him to be done and start a new era in fucking Timberwolves football. I think we got a lot of young players that are they're coming out. This Jack Hole doesn't really fit the national stage, though.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, I have another one.
Like, we have good reason that Kevin McHale's a Jack Hole.
Yeah.
Because it's our team.
All right. Well, this has got to be an
and
issue.
I'll agree on that one for local Jack Hole of the Week is
McHale.
Kevin McHale.
But what Childress is saying about Dante not being here working out,
uh-huh.
Let it go, man. You're a Jack Hole too. Let it go.
Why is he a Jack Hole?
Dante's gone.
Dante's out.
It's over.
Did you read the article?
A little bit.
Supposedly Dante's doing agility drills in a fucking parking lot by a Walmart.
He'd be all right. You know what sucks? If he's going to keep talking about him, Dante's going to come back. Do well for the Dolphins and maybe one day burn the Vikings.
He's going to do that anyways, all right? I'm calling it right
he's
now.
Dante's nuts. I knew it.
Because I love that dude. He's an awesome quarterback, wow. Man. He is a kick-ass quarterback. You'll see. Everybody will see.
I'm calling Childress a jackhole just for the fact that he's still talking about Dante and he's not on the team.
Yeah.
Let it go.
He should let it go.
It's over.
Okay, that's still local. What do you got for international jackhole?
International.
International.
I
got
to think.
Yeah,
man.
The...
Is there anything
from Yokohama Tires? I don't know.
Minnesota?
Yeah, is there anything else going on in this world?
I really don't have an international jackhole.
All right, man. I think
unless you were known worldwide.
Worldwide?
You will.
I think we should wrap this up before we get any more.
What time are we on?
23-25 minutes.
Fuck.
Probably a good time.
Cutting it short.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Leave us some more comments, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hello.
I am the master of the clip. Remember this fucking face. Wherever you see clit, you'll see this fucking face. I make that shit work. No one rules a clit like me. Not this little fuck. None of you little fucks out there. I am the clit commander. When it comes down to business, that's what I do. I pinch it like this.
Oh, you little fuck. Rub my nose. Yeah, Papa M. Close like Starsky and Hutch. Stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your chair.